So where does your sense of self come from then, if you let go of that, if you die to that and see that's not who you are, and you die to the unconsciousness of manufacturing further stories? Even complaining, let's go back to the example of the cold soup. Complaining about the cold soup is another story. The moment you complain about it, I'm not saying heat it up, please, that's not complaining. But the inner complaining or the outer verbal complaining, which implies making something or someone wrong, that's the story. So drama, people, unconscious people are waiting just for the next thing out of which they can manufacture drama. The egoic identity in conjunction with the pain body is just looking out for the next thing out of which to manufacture their next dramatic episode. Now, the kind of dramas that people are drawn into vary a little. Some people have the victim drama, somebody's always doing it to me. Other people have other kinds of drama. They get very angry with situations and people. Others may get very sad. Poor me. Well, that's the victim. I can't remember what else there is. There are quite a few. And then you see how they use the tiniest events to add a little bit to incorporate into their dramatic story. So if you can see that in others, that's already great. If you can see it in yourself, it's even greater when it happens. See it. And so you see what that is. Some people have a greater amount of a denser ego and a denser pain body than others. But the basic principle is there in everyone to some extent, greater or lesser. But it ceases to operate the more you step into presence. Then there's still only remnants of that occasionally come in. And then your life becomes simplified. So simple. Simplify, simplify, said one famous writer. Thoreau, I think it was. Simplify, simplify. Now people talk about simplifying their lives and they think it's to do with not indulging in excessive consumption and so on, which of course is good too, but that happens naturally. The true simplification happens on the inner level. Let go of the stories. Pay more attention to this moment than anything else. This is the day that we spend in silence, the day that we spend listening, always just this moment. It sounds like a big thing if we say we'll spend the whole day listening, watching, being alert, attentive, alert to your surroundings and alert on the inner level. The more alert you are to sense perceptions, the more alertness you will also have within. Stay for a little while with the empty chair. Thank you.
This concludes lesson 4.